Got it, Rex. Alex speaking. Okay. Benefit is data logging in the future. So being able to see the live data from the ECU on the little screen, as well as then being able to send data logs if the car's having hiccups. You can hit the record button and it'll do a little recording of the car's run through that issue. Then you can obviously bring the car here or send us the data log so we can have a look. So there's a few benefits. Yeah, I would say that's probably the main benefits in my eyes. Okay. Yes. Yes. What do you mean, mate? Do you mean if we tune it on standalone software and then you want to put it on a cob later, can we migrate it over? No, you can't. Basically retuning again. Yeah. You need to choose the platform to start with. Does that make I would do a cob. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is a bit more expensive, but it gives you the flexibility later. Well, you can send data, you can look at data logs, you can obviously monitor live engine condition on the screen for NOC. So if the car's having hiccups, once you start to learn some of the values, you'll understand what it's doing, which can help the diagnostic process, so in turn save you money in the future, as well as know what's going on with the car. If you move it to ethanol, you can have live ethanol content on that little display. So there's some cool benefits. Not to mention that if you decide to unmod the car later, you can pull it and sell it as a item on its own. But I never, yeah. Yep, right. I don't recommend buying secondhand ones. So even though you can take it out and on sell it, is because you don't know what's happened to it before. Has it been sitting in the sun? So we've had guys buy them before and then they flake out. Yep. So a new one is the right way to go, to be honest. But I mean, some people out there are looking for bargains, and there's nothing wrong sometimes with buying a secondhand one provided it's been looked after. But more often than not, a lot of these will sit in on top of the dash, and then during summer, obviously like a mobile phone, the device doesn't like it. Yeah. Okay. Easy. Yep. Yep. It's for the right car. It's here. Yep. I mean, other than having, you know, been butchered when someone's fitted it or damaging the intake, as in the filter or something. I mean, you might need a new filter, but no, I don't see anything wrong with it. All right, man. No worries. Bye-bye.